adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are also he, him.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hi, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
Mika Howard.
I can't wait until I get fully vaccinated so I can go back to Disney World and simp for Kylo Ren again. My pronouns are she, her.
That was so fun.
And Mike Bachman.
Hey, my pronouns are he, him. I'm sick boy this week. In fact, if I was one of the seven dwarves, I would be sleepy.
Aww, what about sneezy? Buddy.
I thought you were going to be sneezy.
Nah, yeah, well.
Think that.
Coffee. He's coffee dwarf.
What about runny nosy?
Big poops is the one I am.
You got the big poops?
I usually. That's not related to being sick. That's just a
look
fact.
At this bragger right here.
Wow. But yeah,
look at him joking about the size of his normal regular dumps.
My goal is to take over for Jamie Lee Curtis as the spokesperson for Activia.
We're trying to help you do that right now.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I support your campaign to become the new face of Activia yogurt.
Yeah.
I want your face on every container of Activia yogurt, actually.
Just to avoid the tweets, you do not have COVID.
No,
right?
No, I don't have COVID. I just have a cough. I won't be saying much this episode.
He's keeping the stream up.
He's going to stare at us and shake his head if we make a bad choice.
Yeah. He's just going to cross his arms.
He thinks he's muted in the Twitch, but the app comes out like, that's fucking dumb.
He was like, I wouldn't do
that. That's fucking dumb. I need this
app. You act like I'm going to hear anything that happens while I'm playing fucking Bonk's Adventure over here. Just like...
I mean, who can blame you?
Let's get some delicious news out of the way or whatever. Obviously, it's 420.
It is April 20th.
It is April 20th as we record this evening.
Yeah, wish my nephew happy birthday.
Yes, Oliver, happy birthday if you're listening to this, buddy.
On Twitch, Bachman is putting up a sneezing dog each time he coughs. It's very, very
it's very
it's
good.
It's a very funny dog.
It's a very funny dog. So yeah, you're actually listening to this after the charity stream. Thank you so much for being there. The link will probably still be up if you go to geeklyinc.com/charity, or if you just go to either D&D Podcast on Twitter or just Geekly Inc. There should be a post about the Trevor Project.
Yeah.
The link usually stays live for, no joke, 6 months. So
yes, if you hear about this and you're like, oh man, I missed the charity stream, I wish I could have donated, you probably still can donate, actually.
Yeah. And it's for the Trevor Project, which is like the leading LGBTQ anti-suicide and resources for teens and other youths, for LGBTQ youths. It's a great resource for those folks. And as we have said before, oftentimes when society gets more hellish, whether it's a pandemic or who knows what, folks in marginalized communities are often affected.
Well, and also, I mean, and also recently there has been a lot of really shitty anti-trans legislation being pushed through. So it's just it's a bad time all around. So
yeah.
I feel like supporting the Trevor Project right now is it's always important, but it feels even more critical.
Yeah. And like we said on Twitch, and this is just for those people listening afterwards, don't feel like you have to, because again, it's been quite the financially fucked up year for you. Sharing the link if you can, you know, I'm gonna email it to my office tomorrow, for instance. That's all. That's a super rad that we raised what we raised. And we had the fun that we had. And oh, remember the story from the thing that we did?
Oh. Are you sure?
Tim, you must have been so tired. You were up till like 4 a.m.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I got.
Are you sure you didn't take away chocolate before you started?
You're just blowing so much chocolate in my face.
I feel like you're getting secondhand high from me somehow.
Oh man. That's okay.
It's 420.
It is 420.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Oh my God, somebody named Tim Lenning Slippery Dog is in the chat. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yikes.
Wow, Lily.
If you want to see Tim Lenning Slippery Dog in the chat, you can come to twitch.tv/geeklyinc on Tuesday evenings at around 8:45 p.m. Eastern.
I also just want to throw a quick huge thank you to John Caulfield for organizing so much of the charity stream. I want to thank David for always being the best editor of a person could have leave this in. And I want to thank Mr. Red for always having the WikiLeak up very, very, very quickly. And even if you don't, the fact that you get it up at all is such a huge deal. I just want to thank you guys.
You are all champions.
Yeah. And there's probably 45 other people who I should be thanking.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of good people in our community. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. You're the best. Giveaway. All right, well then, heck, let's give away some dice.
Well, please do it.
Again, if you want to win dice, come to twitch.tv/geeklyinc on Tuesdays at 8:45 p.m. This is where we do it.
Every single goddamn week, we give away beautiful diehard dice. You can enter them on the chat. And we hold the Twitch hostage until we hit 200 entries, unless it's a slow night for whatever reason, then we don't. But if you don't win, go head on over to dieharddice.com and then enter the offer code greetings-APR. If you're listening to this outside of April, go ahead and try it. See what happens.
But we do there's a new code every month.
It's so usually...
It will be M-A-Y next month.
Ah, but it's usually in the Instagram.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, so you can always go check our Instagram.
Yeah, it's usually the first three letters of the month. If you're listening to this in 2022, good fucking luck. I have no idea. I have nothing to help you with.
Do we need to make like a link tree? That thing we need to do?
Probably.
We absolutely should.
We should make a link tree. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Headvase, congratulations. You have won the GD Die Hard Dice.
Headvase is a
chat stalwart.
A stalwart,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyone that I recognize from my daily stream is a goddamn hero.
Truly.
It's one of 30 people, typically.
Go to Tim's
stream. What are you talking about? That's so good.
People are working.
This is not in the UK.
What? The bourbon and Tim's mustache.
I love the 30 people who come to my stream.
Yeah.
We have a grand time.
I love mine too. I'm mad at everyone else.
I'm mad. I like the ones who are there.
I love them.
Ricky, fuck off.
We like to laugh.
We love to laugh.
I don't.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Die Hard Dice.
We have to say that we get, if you go to dieharddice.com and use the offer code greetings-mar, then we get a payment from
you. Yeah, we get a little percentage.
Mm-hmm. We wet our beak.
Get a little taste.
It's that little bird that gets a little taste. Beak in the water.
You get a little taste, I get a little taste.
Let's all roll a d20. I guess we can let Mike Bachman off the hook this week.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I want to hear it.
I sure I could do the recap if you really need me to.
Who's this new character?
I love this character.
Are you playing, is it Ringo Starr?
No, it's the comic book guy from Rocko's Modern Life,
oh,
the Turtle.
Oh my god, it is.
Hey, I've never read a comic book.
Yes.
That's so good.
I rolled a 9.
Yes, I got a 5.
I got a 16, Michael DeMauro.
Tim Lanning, what happened last week on the Greetings Adventures podcast?
All right, I choose you, Michael. You have to do it. Okay, I'll do it.
That's how that works.
Okay, last week, Whittle Toby had a very scary dream. I personally don't think it's real.
Isn't this secret?
No, I think you guys had. Was you? Oh, you guys did have.
No, that's okay. You can have a scary dream. That's not that scary.
That's true. You had a scary dream. I thought you were going to go into it.
I was, but you reminded me, so thank you.
Yeah.
Toby had a little scary dream, and who knows if it's real or not. And then we chatted. We probably planned for 50 minutes. I don't remember. And then we went to Galanthus, met Rowan's papa.
Yeah.
Lucan was there. Nix was there.
Yeah.
Apparently Rowan's papa was some sort of cool adventure guy, whatever.
Yeah, he has an eye patch.
And even though he's really cool and strong, apparently him and his punk ASS adventuring crew didn't kill a Tarrasque or something like that. And now there's naughty bits happening or something. I don't really remember.
Well, the other important part was that Rowan's dad, whom's name is Theon John Dane, just mm-hmm. wanted everyone to know.
And yeah. His daughter, Asha Yara Gray.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Theon John
Gray. Yeah. No, no, she's Asha Yara Dane.
Asha Yara Dane.
Theon John Dane. Theon I have John my mom's Dane. Last name.
Oh, that's right.
So he let me know that the Tarrasque situation is out in the direction of the town that I grew up in, where my mom lives, called the Crossroads.
Yeah, I think we ended with Rowan saying that she was going to show you all her bunk beds.
Yes,
when she was little.
Correct.
I could just sleep on that top bunk.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a zone of truth. That was a good point too.
Oh yeah, zone of truth.
That was important.
I almost named the episode "I Am Not Trant," but I didn't want to just in case.
But oh, wait, right, because that was the other thing is that because Adira is with us and we needed to see if she had any, I don't know, hidden motives or anything, and so we did zone of truth. And no, she's on. She's telling us everything. She's on the up and up.
From yeah, we made everyone drink Boone's Farm, so they had a disadvantage.
Yes, it was the electric blue Boone's Farm.
Speaking of Adira, so you're all hanging out by the waterfall where you were shooting arrows.
Yeah. Oh, that was the other important part is that Rowan shot the arrow like so good, and that's how she announced her presence to her father.
Mm-hmm. And the little mouse actually has now scampered over to where you are, and it climbs up onto Lucan's shoulder. it goes,
"What's this bitch? Why did she shoot an arrow at me?
What, Lucan? This mouse can talk?
Yeah, this fucking mouse can talk. What the fuck? It's a fucking mouse. Fuck."
Rowan just kind of like makes a really confused face and then walks.
This your fucking kid, Theon John? This is my daughter, Rowan Gray. She's, as you can see, just as good of a archer, maybe better than both of us.
I mean, you know, I got it from the best.
Oh, yeah. These fucking garbage dong piece of trashes. They're the ones that Ludra told me about, right? yeah. Is that a little turd's name?
He's already going into like a Italian guy almost.
Who's
a
little
trouble?
Who's a little fucking trouble?
Look at shit in Italian.
We're retconning. He just comes back and he's just got an Italian accent.
Open shirt.
Just little.
No explanation.
Meatball of
right.
A.
And honestly, Nick's also. Yeah. They both just, they became in the mafia.
Got really into gold recently.
They got really into the Sopranos. And they're just doing like long-term RP.
Took over all the sewage plants. Anyway, yeah, I'm Lucan. I been around for a long time.
Oh my god!
Can you sign this? And I,
he's like, what does Toby whip out the sign?
Susie, I'm sorry. And I rip out a piece of paper from Susie.
How dare you?
You can just grow it back. You're a little weirdo.
You have so many different, like, cursed things around
name
you.
Name three. Well, or four. I'm literally your biggest fan. Wow. You were there with the oozes and the Dreadwing. Holy crap. I'm Toby Trickletart. Can you sign this, please? Is that Wiggins?
Yeah, I'm Wiggins. What's your fucking deal?
Are you 20? You're 20 year old. Mice only lived for like a year and a half.
I'm a magic talking mouse, you piece of shit.
Wow. Okay.
I've been around this garbage lore for so long that now I start swearing.
He's like Todd from Akewood.
So cute. All right. If you guys could both sign this would literally make my day.
Yeah, I guess so. It's always nice to meet a fan. he signs whatever it is and gives it back.
Oh my god.
Sorry, sidebar. Does Rowan know Lucan? Rowan knows Lucan, right?
So yes.
So I think she would know. So last week, this is a new relationship. The High Elves and the Wood Elves have joined forces to clean up the Feywild after the Dark Elf invasion.
Because I would imagine at some point in passing, because Lucan's like used to be like around, like Baylor's Hope. Right? Like he would maybe go see Harper and such.
Yeah, probably.
It's been a long time since he was on an episode.
So maybe not. Well, I only say because I acted earlier like I knew him when I talked to him. And then I was like,
I'm sure we've made a joke about Lucan coming to watch Harper's like dad rock band. So
I'm pretty sure that is exactly the thing that we joked about. So
That tracks. I like that.
Okay. So let's just say let's make it.
You probably met at like. Harper and Asha Yara's wedding.
We know each other casually. We know who each other is. Like, we could recognize each other's names, but we don't know a lot about each other.
Yeah.
We're not like buds or anything.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. I feel at ease now. What?
At the wedding.
Absolutely not.
But what if?
I mean, if Nyx was there.
You gave Nyx a hand job.
Maybe if.
Fuck. That's so hot.
Well, you can make your characters fuck. You can make your characters fuck. I don't know you're allowed to do that.
That's very
powerful.
That's
so cool.
No one can
Nyx
stop us.
Will be able, can do a flurry of blows, right? So, yeah. I mean, just make that a sex thing.
Man.
That's true. Just punch the vagina.
Wow. Oh, don't do that.
So you're having this conversation, and the guy who met you when you came, the sort of butler man, Zeno.
The one that Rowan loves to disrespect.
Yes. He comes in and he goes, is there an Adira Harper here? Someone's calling you in the Sending Stone. He's like, it's one of the new ones. And
T-Mobile Galaxy S.
Oh my God, this is
Sending
so
Stone.
So Adira takes the stone and she shakes it. And a thing that you can all see, because isn't that fun? A little visual pops up of a little like holographic head. And it's an older, weathered elf. And he growls. He goes, Adira, I have to apologize for not believing you. But you were right about Eckhart.
Damn.
And she goes, Aelar, it's good to hear you again.
Wow, his voice. He's all gravelly.
That's what, what Michael's son sounds like.
He sounds like
him. Hey, Dad, buy me more.
Daddy, more
pocky. I ate all the pocky.
I was tracking the high priest of Tiamat, and I was able to listen in on a conversation he was having with Bigby, and I confronted him, and well, I barely escaped with my life. I'm hoping Bigby thinks I'm dead, but I can tell you the Citadel of the Seven didn't survive.
Shit.
Like the people or the Citadel? The building or the people?
Is the building.
So the people are still alive.
Well, there's only seven of us, so.
Okay, how many of y'all are dead?
I don't think any of us are dead.
Okay, so everyone is fine, is technically. I'm going to be honest. I feel like that was a little theatrical. Wow.
Who is this person?
He's like.
Who is this person?
The Citadel of the Seven. It's. I don't remember. remember the quote from Thor, the end of Thor, but it's the people.
Yeah.
It's Asgard.
Anyway, I don't know if they were trying to cover up what happened to the Citadel or if it's some other ruse, but I believe that Bigby and who's ever working for him have set loose a Tarrasque in the Westerlands. So
they're like, yeah, we all know that.
Yeah, we're gonna deal with that. No worries, we got it.
So we know. Did we know Bigby was bad, or we assumed Bigby was bad?
You assumed Bigby was bad because he was theoretically in league with
Big Tran. Bad Bigby Borg. Yes.
Yeah, I do believe that Bigby is. I don't know if he's working for Tiamat or what, but they seem to be working together. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I've managed to lead the Tarrasque away from the crossroads. I have no doubt that it'll head that way again if we don't stop it. And it'll destroy every city between there and the Narrow Sea. You know, there isn't a big rush, but if you could get down here, that would be great.
It's not a big rush if there's a Tarrasque.
Well, I led it away so that it wouldn't attack the crossroads, and so you wouldn't feel like you needed to rush out of Galanthus.
We gotta go now!
Oh, thank you.
Well, I mean, I think we could probably, you know, stay here for the day at least.
Oh, well, you have to stay the night. It's, you know what today is, of course.
Ron's just like,
Are you telling me you're not keeping the Galanthus calendar?
Listen, I mean, it's been really busy. We were in the Abyss, right? Did I tell you about that? It's pretty badass.
It's not scientifically accurate.
We were in the Abyss, and yeah, I don't know what day it is, actually, Dad. I'm going to be honest with you. Do not know.
Oh, well, it is everyone's favorite Galanthus holiday. It's calendar day.
Wow! Guys, this is so... yeah, I mean, it's, like, pretty cool. I think it's kind of cool that you guys are here. It just happened to happen on this day. Like, but it's whatever. But, I mean, Dad, if you want to, like, tell them about it.
Are you telling me your friends don't know about calendar day?
I mean, well, yeah, I guess I probably should have told them to prepare them just in case before we came
like
here.
Celebrating calendars?
Kind of. Everyone sit around and let me tell you the story of calendar day.
Yay!
I feel like we should get that. Okay.
Well, this is actually a really important cultural event.
Yeah, please
for
have
us,
some respect.
So,
I'm sorry.
So, okay. I'm glad we're all on the same page. Okay, so in the early days, before Galanthus, we High Elves were much like the common dirt farmers you may find in a Paler's Hope or a Glain, or no offense to the non-elves here, but yeah, we were just like you, sort of dirty people.
What?
Oh boy.
Lonnie literally like picks like a huge chunk of ear of wax, like shaped of the inside of her ear, and like,
oh no,
sticks it inside the ferret.
No!
Into a bigger ball of wax, and she's like, oh, I'm a star candle business.
We're Jesus Shrek, we're from the king. Cool it.
That's so Shrek of you.
That's so Shrek.
So the great ruler of the time, Lysanthir Trisbane,
bless you,
a Sanadoral, had a vision. A vision for a magical realm that would have the best of both the Feywild and the Material Plane. Now, it's important to remember who Lysanthir's court mage was at the time, because it was none other than Sheba Stoneleaf, discoverer of the 777 uses of silverweed oil.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Come on. So it is safe to say that Lysanthir's mind was open and expanded. A millennia passed before Lysanthir's dream was realized. And when this demiplane came into existence, we quickly realized that time didn't work quite the same. There's an extra 45 days here in Galanthus to complete a year.
Oh.
Oh, God.
The court mage of the day was named Janiel Fastus. Other than creating the new Galanthus calendar, his main claim to fame was that he revered Sheba Stoneheart, discoverer of the 777 uses of silverweed oil. His solution was to add extra days to a single month.
Oh.
Which is why today is actually January 77th. Seventh month. 77th day of the seventh.
What? What? I don't understand. Wait, can you go through and explain everything again? I'm not sure this made sense.
This is an ultra long month. What's there not to understand?
Is there like this month? Wait, is today the 77th month? Or is this today the 32nd month? Or
today's the seventh month. It's January.
Wait, that's not
the seventh month, and it's the 77th day in the seventh month.
I don't want to save you people anymore.
Y'all have a white flounder in. Toby could stay there.
We do need a linen suit.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So yeah, that's the story of Calendar Day.
77 days. Such a long month.
Lonnie takes their hand in hers, looks them dead in the eye, and says, I would love to celebrate your culture with you.
And I would be honored if you would celebrate it with us.
Just to clarify, she did this to the king, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a cool guy.
He doesn't care, but it's very funny to do. She just picked her earwax.
That's true. She's very gross and sticky.
So anyway, we've got a lot of silverweed oil here if anyone wants to partake. And we will, of course, be doing the traditional finding of the snacks.
Yeah, I mean, it's like pretty cool, you guys, if you want to, you know.
Yeah, it sounds fun, I guess. Why are you looking at me? It's your fucking holiday. I think it's stupid, but...
Just because you don't understand it yet, Toby.
It seems like there's a better way than to have a 77th day long... Right? This month
is innovative.
Okay, I guess I'm thinking small-minded, and that's my fault, and I apologize.
There was a lot of silverweed oil involved.
If you sign up for a service and they do a free 1 month trial, you know which month to do it in.
Oh my god, that's such a good point.
That's how we became so rich here. Yeah. All those free trials.
January arbitrage. It's
on the Galanthus calendar.
Okay, cool.
So I will go ahead and leave it to you to figure out how to procure the 7 most delicious snacks in the realm.
Oh, wait, they're here. 7 of them?
Did you like hide them? Is it like an Easter thing? Or do we have to like cook them for you? No, I don't want to cook for you.
Well, it's
It's tradition.
Yeah, a guest that doesn't know that the holiday cooks for a king? Okay.
Well, usually it's more like you go out and you find something that you think would be delicious and you bring it back and we try it.
Oh. Okay.
So, like, go out into the forest. I mean, I know about this, but, like, maybe you should explain it to them.
Sure.
Yeah, do we just, like, go out and find, like, a big bug and bring it back? I'm very confused.
Like, the delicious bugs of the Lion King, they look so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, do you guys have a Taco Bell or something? Because...
Okay, I was thinking, and please correct me if I'm wrong on this, but might we by perchance, be able to take your local flora, fauna, and create to you a journey throughout the senses, a palette of an adventure of taste buds.
Is Lonnie a secret gourmand?
I think
that's her secret background.
Yes.
Well, I mean, the whole thing with your family was like recipes, right?
Yeah, and like the whole like Lonnie's god, I don't remember what the name is, but it's like the one that's like all about like yeah, indulge in everything. So like she would absolutely like why would she not fucking love all that food?
And like just because Lonnie chooses to eat egg salad sandwich pretty much every day doesn't mean that she can't make.
And it's
other
a perfect
things.
Meal, so it kind of makes sense that she would.
I love the idea of Lonnie just being like good as hell at cooking. Actually,
Rowan, your friend here, she gets it.
Yeah,
she gets it. No, every calendar day is different. There's no rules. Whatever you can dream up, that's what's important.
I mean, Toby, you're able to do all kinds of magic stuff. Like, remember...
Toby, you have to make those beans. They were the best damn beans I ever had in my life. And with your magic, we'll be able to cast... Oh, God, I know it's shadows, but we'll cast Rays of Hope upon Lats.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could technically... make a dragon and then infuse it with licorice.
Ooh,
or some fondant. I love fondant.
Oh, Toby.
I love fondant.
Toby, I think maybe if Lonnie and I
love like, fondant.
What if we, oh God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What if we had a beautiful toasted, oh, wonderful toasted coconut cake. And then on the outside, we had a lovely frosting that was maybe a little meringue. And then your licorice dragon came up and then spit down the fire that toasted it, but also came on top and perched it. So you had the licorice dragon, the toasty meringue, and the delicious toasted coconut all inside with the buttercream laying.
Okay, I could do a lot of those things. Well, I could do one of those things very specifically.
Hey, Toby.
Who are you?
Who am I? It's Percy.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's up?
Don't your family come from one of them bakeries?
Yes, yes. And I would never say that I was gifted in the baking arts, but I can, you know, whip up some brownies. I'm not as good as my mom or my brother or anything like that.
Hey, Scud, do you know any good snacks?
Yeah, bone.
Bone
broth soup. Yeah,
bone marrow.
Bone marrow. That's good.
We could do, yeah, absolutely. A good marrow you just suck up.
What if, I feel like Scud, like, what if you just make the meat like is in cartoons and video games where it's just that fucking bone with the meat? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. I do. I want it so bad.
You know Scud's making that meat.
You know he's got that
meat. Oh, he's boning that meat.
Oh, you know he is.
Fuck that pig. Yeah, I mean, I can summon an illusory dragon and then infuse it with, like, marshmallows, I guess.
Marshmallows
aren't very structurally sound, but yeah, I do that.
Toby, if anyone can figure out a way to do it, I mean, wouldn't it be you?
Yes, obviously. Duh.
Well, then, let's get going.
All right, I can do it. What are you guys doing?
Well, number one, I have to go find ingredients to make the best nachos in Galanthus. I am pretty well known in these parts for that, so.
Well, you would be a fool if you think I'm not going to make a handcrafted egg salad sandwich.
Okay, so I thought it was going to be something new, but you said all nope. These other words before that.
But it's going to be so funny.
That's on me. That's my fault, and I'm sorry.
Hey, it's me, Theon John again. What sort of eggs would you use in this egg salad sandwich.
Well, I would like to go through and I would like to forage through each of your different fowl that you have that are able to produce eggs. And therein, I would take them and create a wonderful warm bath to slow cook them. And then I would do a nice herbal infused of local herbs. I would create my own mayonnaise. Or a fancy aioli, as I think y'all elves would like to call it.
I mean, I have the jug.
We do have the mayo jug. Oh, we can put up have some of our mayo.
Would you like a gallon of mayonnaise to whet
yes.
your appetite?
Yes.
It's magic.
Then I would take from your local wheat and I would craft my own honey bread and warm it with the sun. Oh God, no. Then I would take some beautiful tomatoes that have been warmed by the sun, picked fresh that day, you know, fresh off the vine, that specific taste.
Yeah.
And I would slice ever so thin so that it's last little egg salad sandwich and then a nice little layer of tomato. And it's going to all dance together and meld on your tongue. And you ain't never heard of, or you'll never be able to think of Galanthus and not think of this egg salad sandwich.
You ain't never had a friend like me, bro. Okay, my job's really easy because I spent most of my life sequestered in a library learning how to do things. Anyone want help?
Where are we going to get these eggs?
I'm really good at making beans if you would trust me to
help. Yeah, I want you to make beans. Bro, we need the beans.
Can you help me with these bones?
It's kind of your thing, but... kind of feel like... Okay, my bad. I died recently. My skin hurts. The new skin. It's like I have a big sunburn.
All right. What are you going to, how are you going to do, how are you going to approach this? What's going to happen first? What are you going to make first? What are you going to gather stuff? Or are you going to?
Maybe we shouldn't each make a different, should we just like go in together and make like the most bomb cake situation? But then I want Toby's beans.
I think we should do the nachos.
Yeah, I mean, because I would imagine that Rowan, like, this is her. She goes out somehow and forages whatever. There's a from the bean trees in Galanthus. She has to harvest beans.
Yeah, shake that tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, at the end, I can summon the dragon, if you know what I mean. And it can either, I can infuse it with whatever you think is the most delicious, and then everyone can take a big, big, big bite. You know, maybe its breath weapon could be mole. You know, kind of drizzling over.
I just had an idea.
Let's hear it.
This is going to be a four course.
Okay.
Meal. Start out nachos, obviously. It's an appetizer.
Don't be a fucking idiot.
Okay, next course, the egg salad sandwich, because it's like fancier. You're like stepping up.
Like a tea sized.
You're like,
yeah, like a tea sandwich.
You're like, exactly. I wish I had more carbs.
Exactly. And then comes the big bone meat. Big bone meat.
Yes.
And what's the...
A jello dragon.
Resistance?
A jello dragon that shakes a big old butt. And its breath weapon is whipped cream. And also, if you want a gallon of mayonnaise for any of it, baby, I got you.
Not a bit... Toby, I gotta be real with
what?
You. The mayonnaise part...
It was really a gift.
It took me out.
What if we do have... Do y'all have any sort of local... starchy tuber vegetable, like a...
What's your tubers like?
Oh, yeah, the orange potatoes.
What mushrooms?
Something like that.
Have?
Yeah, so maybe we could just do some table fries with some fancy aioli with this mayo.
Oh, I like that.
I will put some truffle butter on them.
There we go.
I love mushrooms. You know what? We're in the woods. Toby opens his huge, ghastly eye and stares into using his... horrendous true sight, a green necrotic glare sort of goes out like the eye of Sauron as it sweeps over the trees. I found a mushroom! And I scamper on over.
I would imagine Galanthus having just like the most bomb mushrooms though.
It's the Feywild, buddy.
Yeah.
The Feywild mixed with the material plane, you know that's gonna have the best mushrooms because one, they're probably not gonna bite you, but maybe they will, I don't know. But like, in the Feywild, they would absolutely bite you.
I bet that a lot of them give you a buzz.
Yeah.
But they don't kill you.
It starts running away when you get close to it.
You mushroom fucker! I cast Dominate Monster. My hand, or the green bit of the green eye thing coalesces around it as a forceful cage crushes the mushroom a kissy bit. It needs to make a Wisdom 18 saving throw, Michael. And I know you have this fucking ready. Don't even try to act like you don't.
It fails. You have held this mushroom monster.
I'm gonna kill you. Don't run from me. And then I suck it in with my eyeball. You're mine now. It's like kicking. Like, I got this thing. That's. You gotta crack their necks. Yeah, it's grizzly, but we all eat meat. It's not any worse. Why am I the bad guy?
Guess that's true. It feels wrong.
It does feel wrong. You should all see this, and you should know, and you should be thankful.
I probably should.
And I'm shaking it in your face. Yeah, but that's where food comes from.
Rowan's crying.
Rowan, you know these mushrooms to be delicious.
Okay, yeah. And also, I guess if I grew up around this, I wouldn't be freaked out. This is just Jennifer freaking out, not Rowan.
What's the same?
Because I just think about the mushroom children, and it makes
yeah, sense. it looks like the Mandrake baby from the Harry Potter, that movie we all love.
Oh yeah, these are really good. Like,
yeah,
honestly, but here's the thing, Toby, you've never had one of these from Galanthus.
You don't want any of this shit, Toby.
No, I was saying you know they're good, but you've never had one fresh from here.
Oh,
Zeno returns and he presents Theon John Dane with a bouquet of jerky.
Okay,
sir, I present you with my first snack of the day. I'm sure these peons over here won't be able to beat this jerky bouquet.
I will kill you.
Oh my god, it is the gift that no man can pass.
What are you doing with your mushroom?
I'm going to wring it out like a goddamn wet sponge over, did someone say we're making like tater tots or french fries or something?
Oh, we talked about there's nachos and, ooh, maybe what if I make, actually I've changed my mind, what if I make poutine?
Holy shit, yes.
With.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, truffle poutine. That's a great idea.
The tubers.
Okay, yeah.
So that's what I'm working on.
My mushroom boy is of the truffle variety. And I'm just, Michael, I'm just squeezing him up.
Oh, you know, man.
His little delicious blood. Ooh. Over Rowan's poutine.
Yeah, I'm like cooking it over a little fire that you didn't even notice it was there before. But
how the fuck
it is there. And it's very Studio Ghibli, like it looks very good. Like, oh, I'm frying a little egg on the side to put on top. We've got some shallots going. We've got some mushrooms.
And, you know, I'm sure you'll need a couple gallons of mayonnaise or something, or olive oil or something. You know?
I need mayo. We're going to make aioli. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm working on. I've got my little pan.
Should you make like a survival check or something?
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be a good thing to do.
I mean, I guess I should open my character sheet.
I used 5 charges of a wondrous artifact of one of the most powerful items in the game. And I do mean the entirety of Dungeons and Dragons to avoid killing a CR18 mushroom creature.
Oh, I did good, actually. 19.
So your father, he samples the jerky bouquet and he's like, this is a Displacer Beast jerky. This is delicious. Everyone try some of this. This is so yummy. All right, Rowan, let me see this. What did you call this again?
Well, this is called poutine. And I had it under a little, out of nowhere, a silver platter with like a big top on it.
What are those things called? They're just serving trays?
Yeah, I don't know what they're...
I think they have a...
I'm not rich enough to know what those are called.
Yeah.
So I have it. Also, Rowan out of nowhere in a full waiter outfit. and a little towel wrapped here.
Someone says a cloche?
I don't know.
That could be, they're probably making that up.
So I bring it up and I open it in such a way that the smells like wafts towards him. And I think that I'm assuming we've infused some light meth.
That's a great point.
Oh,
that's a
absolutely. Great point.
Like, we're like that Ron Funches show.
Yes. Yeah. As we, because again, like I said, some of the mushrooms in the forest here will get you buzzed. So there's that going on. What else?
There's psilocybin in this one, so take it slow. Ooh.
And then there's a beautiful cracked egg on top.
Ooh.
He takes a big whiff. He smells. He's like, oh, this is Rowan. This is delicious. You and your friends.
Yeah.
And then he takes a bite and,
you gotta make sure to get a little of everything in it, in the bite.
And, he like food wars transforms into,
yes, yes. He's glowing.
That's the nicest thing. Sparkle. He's like, he's tweaking his nipples.
Yeah,
spinning around.
Yeah, Miss Woodworth, he's actively nutting. Yes,
yeah. I should watch more Food Wars.
It's good.
He goes, if this is what you're starting with, I can't wait to see what you come up with next.
Whoa. Shit. Should have.
People like more magic, though. It's fine.
Well, magic's just going to taste like one thing. It's okay. It's a spectacle. But Lonnie will nail it. Scud with his big bone.
All right, Lonnie, your turn.
What, you want the bone?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Ronnie's like super into it.
It's precise order. It's carb. More carb. Only meat. Big sugar.
Egg salad. It's the egg salad. The fancy egg salad sandwich time.
Yes.
Zeno comes up and he's got a big tray and he goes, sir, for the next meal, devil fire poppers.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't know it was a competition, but now I'm in it. I hate this guy. I'm going to go spike his stuff with, I'm going to put thumbtacks in his shoes.
It's some sort of pepper, but it's like opalescent red and green somehow. Ooh. And it's stuffed with something.
It's like pulsing.
And Theon John takes a bite and he's like, oh, this is so hot. Oh,
it's
dear.
So hot for Papa. Oh.
Someone bring me the royal milk.
What about the royal mayonnaise? I don't think you can do it, but I let rip a gallon of mayonnaise in Rowan's dad's mouth and it squirts out as though it was a Joker man's flower lapel.
His face is just covered in mayonnaise.
I fucking paint him.
He would get a squirt of ferret wine a chaser.
Move those together. That's some good treats.
Yeah.
I don't know, Zeno. I think Rowan and her friends here might have just saved you on that one. All right. Let's see what you guys got next.
What's the cartoon where he gets, like, maybe a pie in the face or something, and then he licks all of it off his face? What is that?
Any cartoon?
No, it's like one specific thing.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Chat, it's like maybe a dog and he gets like pie and he like his tongue.
I mean, it's just like an old school cartoon, I feel like.
Yeah, whatever. That's what Theon John does.
That is what he does.
All right, Scud, I'll meet him. Meat and bone.
Scud's already halfway there.
No, start that. Put that on the roaster. Put it in the smoker now.
Yeah, you have to start it now. It's not gonna be ready.
It's under a big silver dome. Scud's been working with rare ingredients.
Yes.
You know, everybody's noticed.
It's being injected. Like, you're just injecting different, like, needles, yeah, like syringes of stuff into
it. This one's COVID vaccine. This one's COVID.
Here's the HPV vaccine. There you go.
Can I do like a quick? Oh, can Lonnie run quickly and steal eggs from various native birds so that we can use it for this?
I think. What if you did a multi-egg
egg
salad?
Egg heist.
Okay. Here's. Yeah. Can you make egg salad from like lizard eggs?
Sure. Why is that cursed?
It's a twist.
Yes. How dare you? Yes. With your closed mind.
Lizard egg salad. Dragon egg
salad with fish roe.
Oh. Yes.
Just do, like, as many different kinds of creatures' eggs in a sec.
Human.
Egg salad seven ways.
We ask this, like, every week, but do we have time for a quick egg heist?
Michael, you never let us have a quick egg heist.
Do it. Heist an egg. That's going to be, like, a sleight of hand or a stealth or something.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I feel like Lonnie is going to have no problem heisting
eggs. She's so
good
at it.
Egg
heisting.
She's not even going to break a sweat.
I'm kind of jealous of how good she is.
Lonnie, roll a stealth and or sleight of hand.
Egg check.
Do an egg check.
Egg check.
Jane, this one's for you. It's an egg check.
Supersonic Mike D in the chat says, now imagine what's going to happen for episode 420. I specifically did not do drugs because I don't find the date of 420 interesting, but I might ingest for our 420 episode. That is a special celebration.
They're both special to me.
No, they're not. One happens once a year.
I got a 24, Michael.
All right. You can get as many kinds of eggs as you want.
Seven.
Holy shit.
Yay!
Seven eggs? What are they?
Describe your
77
your eggs.
Eggs.
Describe your 77 style. Eggs.
Describe your seven eggs.
D&D egg chart.
What?
This is the thing. Can you imagine playing D&D when you couldn't search what kinds of eggs there are in D&D?
Oh no, Gary Gygax had that. I know it.
He definitely had the egg chart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Tome of eggs.
Wow. It looks like, oh, there are 20 and I get 7. So maybe I could just roll a d20.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love d20
7 times and let's see what happens.
Okay, 2 and 6. So griffin eggs and mimic eggs.
Whoa!
I was really hoping you were going to get chicken 7 times.
A 20 and an 18. An infant Tarrasque and an Allosaurus?
What? Why do you have a pink Tarrasque?
Oh, shit. Okay. We have 2 more Allosaurus. There are apparently a lot of those.
Okay. That's true. I race dinosaurs. That makes sense.
I think there's...
This is some Hagrid stuff. That's 2 Harry Potter 17, references.
And then 2 pseudo-dragon eggs.
Wow.
Wow.
Right. So how do you prepare these?
I would like to boil them slowly. And then I would like... to be able to do like a marinade somehow, like in, ooh, in a little time pocket, do a marinade.
Oh, like how they use soy eggs?
Did you say time pocket?
You gotta do a time pocket.
Time.
Oh, you were talking about cooking them in like a marinade.
Yes, with herbs.
But now I want you to mash them like the grapes.
I just want Lonnie to do it gross. You know, she has dirty feet. I assume.
How do you think she's gonna cut them somehow? They're just like natural egg slicers. Arkansas half elf or not half elf, wood elf is born with toenails that grow into egg slicers.
I hate you.
Don't know what an egg slicer is. Look it up.
I hate you. I quit the podcast. It's been really great. I love you all. I need this money for my rent, but you know what? Go out doing what you love.
So she's going to whip out her toes and she's going to slice all those eggs up.
Takes off both your shoes.
Yeah.
All 4 pairs of shoes you're wearing. Or 2 pairs.
Theon John tries your egg. Surprise, he goes, oh, does this also have truffles in it? Is that what that flavor is?
Yes.
Yeah,
you're up on your vaccines, right? Like you got measles. What's the favorite of measles? Rickets.
I mean, he's an elf, so
okay.
This is very interesting. I'm gonna call this one a draw between your foot eggs and the fire poppers.
I have hacked your computer. I know you're a feet guy. Come on, he's just doing this to kind of hide it. I understand. That's fair. That's fair. I trust. I respect you.
Zeno comes over with a big plate, and he goes, I shall make up for the last one with these banana caramel waffles. Please enjoy these. They're magic. They're magic bananas, so that's why they're D&D.
He's doing a dessert at phase 3. Ah, rookie. You go, carb, big carb, only meat. It's easy.
He doesn't even know the order.
Stupid.
Those are the 4 courses.
This is the 4 courses.
Carb, more carb, only meat dessert.
Yes. Everything has mayonnaise in it.
Salad Tide Pocket.
Yeah.
And it seems enjoyable. It's not like, it's not blowing away old kingy, but...
It's not knocking his socks off.
Yeah. If he offers some of it to us, because I know wasn't initially pitched as a competition.
Mm-hmm. No, you're welcome to.
I will immediately turn them down, and then when he's turned around, Mage Hand and takes it. I was like, God damn, that's good. Fuck. Shit. Delicious.
They're vegan.
The best cupcake I ever had was vegan.
That's true.
In St. Louis.
Okay, what do you guys got next?
Dude, Scott, you're not even gonna know I hit you, honestly. Alright, Scott, it's big meat, right? It's big meat.
Scud with his dusty apron just comes up with a giant platter he's holding on to this thing. And it's got big silver extravagant dome over top of it. He comes and he sets it down on the table and then rips off the top, letting fragrant aromas spread throughout the what are we in? Like a room?
We're outside.
We're just outside.
We're like by like a waterfall.
Yeah, we're like
and a chilling. Tree.
Like there's like a picnic table.
Yeah. Outside is the room of nature.
That's so true.
So it spreads everywhere. And when the mist clears, you see that it's just like a giant cartoon mode.
Yes!
It's giant. But before anybody's allowed to take a bite, Scott's like, no, no. And he pours a white sauce over top of the bone that's very much the color of bone, and you're pretty sure it's just like liquefied bones. And then as you're about to take a bite, Scud's like, no. And he spring like a super like anime like hand sweep, and you see like spinning smaller versions of the big bone that are sprinkling down over top of his bone.
The salt guy move.
Yeah.
Now is this Tianzhong looks very interested, and he's like, so I bite it?
Yeah, you just bite it. Now you just bite it.
Scud brings a grinder and another bone. Say when. All of guys.
Now is it like do his teeth break, or how does that work?
Yeah, I think the chef's intent would be that your teeth break, yes.
Oh no!
This might be another draw.
Toby, you gotta bring us home, buddy. Come on.
He goes, ow, my tooth, my royal tooth. There is a nice aroma though. Maybe I'll just
lick the bone.
Just suck on this for a while.
I've got one more surprise as he's writhing in pain.
Oh, shit.
With his tooth.
Oh,
you
shit.
Know, he's like, well, this is awful. You know, why would I want this? I hand a small cup of steaming liquid, and it's both an antiseptic and an anesthetic. And now his teeth feel great.
Yeah, you can switch that around. Nice.
He goes, I can't taste anything now. Thank you.
And an upper. There's an upper in there, too.
There's some drugs in there.
Hachi machi. Now we're talking. That brings it up to a tie.
Wow, it turned out.
I think your dad's addicted to prescription drugs.
Let's not talk about that right now.
It's calendar day.
It's calendar, not on calendar day.
It's day 77 of calendar day. Are we on day 32 or 77?
No, it's 77,
no, just the
bro.
77th day. It's the 7th month of 77th day. That's 777.
And yesterday was the 76th day?
Yeah.
I don't know why this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean,
it seems very clear.
It's pretty strange.
Why would you just not have a year that has, like, not important? Sorry.
Because the guy who made the calendar loved, what's her name? Hold on.
I say
Valandara.
What? No, her name isn't Count. That's ridiculous. Jesus Christ. Her name was Chiba Stoneleaf.
Oh!
The discoverer of the 777 uses of silverweed oil.
Right!
It all makes sense. It all makes perfect sense.
I mean, you said that like an hour ago. How are we to remember?
I guess. All right, Xenos, you old bitch. Let's see what's next.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mentioned that every single one of these recipes, there's like one of us watching that knows like a lot about whatever's being served and explains it to everybody else in intricate detail.
Oh, yeah, definitely. In detail, yes.
This is a bone.
And you see, those are also bones.
This is a bone sauce.
And that sauce? That's bone, baby. Bone.
What type of bone? I'm not sure. I found it.
Very rare. Rare bones.
Akio?
Akio, where are you?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Please enjoy this Cheeto-crusted chimera wing.
Whoa! He ended with a savory? That's mad, lad. That's genius. Well, he's gonna fucking love our dessert, though, after that now.
It's really big. It's one really big wing.
Freak out. And what kind of a wing? Like,
it's a chimera wing.
Like a bug or like a dragon?
He just said it.
He said, but a chimera...
They're, for those playing along at home, the chimera is the one that's half bird, half lion, I think.
Half goat?
Oh, yeah, it's got a goat head, too. Yeah.
I was thinking of Chimera in the Full Metal Alchemist / Hunter realm,
okay,
which is mashups.
It's a Chimera. It's a big dog who's a daughter.
It's a Chimera ant.
Does he like it, Michael?
He does. This one's good.
Oh, damn it.
I'll actually...
Everyone try this.
I'll openly try it, okay?
Scud, it's got bones in it. You'll like it.
Scud just crunches them. And he's like, ugh, this topping is gross. I just want these bones.
Yeah.
What is this?
Everything that's a sweet. Okay, this is actually ideal.
Scud carries his own bone shaker.
Because we can eat the chicken and then give Scud the bones, and everyone is happy.
Gross.
He would have so much food.
I'm sorry, my sloppy bone. You old freak. You old weirdo. You old fish person.
I'm sorry, but Scud absolutely just eats bones canonically to me now.
Do you say sloppy bones like Sloppy Joe, but. Is like bones and like ketchup and Worcestershire sauce, just like
and one other super special ingredient, the saliva of your three best friends / coworkers.
What?
Because she's eating our leftover mouth food.
Yeah, yo, spit in the sandwich real quick. It's important to the recipe.
Yeah, Scud, you sick fuck. You're gonna get rented up by HR. Okay,
don't tell Frank.
All right, what's next? What are you guys bringing?
It's time to bring it home.
All right. Okay, Toby.
Okay.
All right,
game plan. Game plan.
All right, listen.
Game plan. What is your dad like? Like, I have a couple ideas, but like, so do we go like really fucking nice and European and do like a cheese?
Okay, here's the thing.
We'll throw
up. My dad likes flashy.
Oh.
He likes flashy.
It's going to be flashy. It just has to taste good.
Yeah, we need it. Yeah, it definitely needs it. Like, you got to. He loves chocolate cake.
He loves chocolate cake?
He's a chocolate cake boy.
He's a chocolate cake boy?
Yeah, you got to give like a lot of chocolate.
Oh, buddy.
A lot of kinds of chocolate.
A lot of kinds?
Or like...
I can do two.
There's, well, but I mean
legally,
like...
Legally, I can do one. But I feel like rules aren't really applying so much this episode. So I feel like
I meant more like there's the cake is chocolate and the icing and there's toppings that are little chocolates on it. Like that kind of situation. And then also if you could get that dragon in that you were talking about earlier.
Oh.
I think that was...
So what I was going to say was I was going to make the dragon and make him out of chocolate.
Oh,
Okay, how about this? I got an idea.
Okay.
And I want to tell you, but I want it to be a surprise for an audience. I'm really torn right now.
Oh, no, please. we flash forward to the moment when it's being...
Oh, I guess, I don't know. Oh, no. I guess I burnt or threw away whatever is next. Oh, shit. We lose. Even though I didn't realize it was a competition. What's that? And then everyone looked at a water and it's shaking, Jurassic Park style, okay?
Don't you do a roll?
No, I don't have to do a fucking roll. I'm a wizard. I don't roll. I use resources.
Okay.
Spent $57 on materials for this. Why would I? I mean, if Michael wants to make me roll, that's fine, but you know.
A wizard neither crits nor does he miss.
I'm casting a seventh level spell?
Wow!
Jesus.
Eighth level spell. Well, I hope nothing bad happens to us. I guess you win.
What's that? Shit!
As, like, trees get exploded away as Toby's illusory dragon bursts through with a deafening roar. But then he punches the shit out of Xenos and knocks him into a tree or maybe a comically large mushroom.
What if it was like he knocked him in, there's a small pond.
If there's a pond, Michael, that'd be great.
Oh, there's definitely a pond.
Okay, yeah, he gets knocked in that. I bet that stick up his butt guy would hate that. He has like a little lily pad on his head and he sprays out water out of his mouth. And then the dragon roars in front of everybody and then it curls up like a kitty cat and then shows its belly.
What?
And then
wow.
It's a kind of deep brown dragon, and if when you look closer, it's a death. Toby infused the dragon with death by chocolate.
Oh,
and scales made out of a delicious Kahlua chocolate, and then with it lets out a steaming dragon breath of molten lava white chocolate that's just going down its belly.
It's kind of horny.
And it's looking and then the dragon making eye contact with Theonjon and kind of going like, and then poking like, eat the belly. Well, there you go, eat the belly.
Theonjon trots over and just slurps on that belly.
It's big.
It's really big. But we all have to go latch on and
suckle.
Slurp the dragon.
Come on, guys. There's enough of my 8th level spell dragon for everybody.
Dion John just like keels over in ecstasy, and he has little circles in his eyes, and he goes, "Just stop! Nothing can follow this. Just everyone, just come and suckle on this illusory dragon. We're done. This is over."
Yeah, it legally is infused with chocolate. So I imagine it's like licking a chocolate that never goes, like that wall in Willy Wonka.
Whoa. Don't we can really have a future as the Willy Wonka of Drogheros?
Hey, do you want to see what people taste like? Here you go, sick fucker.
What?
Well, I guess it just tastes like skin. You can lick a skin. I can do that right now.
What?
Because you infuse it, so you can't eat the illusion. Right. It just will taste like it, you know? That's how you test it. You gotta test it. Yeah. Real illusion wizards are, you have to pass taste tests in order to really sell the illusion.
Damn.
All right, well, unless someone else wants to deliver some sort of food item, I think there's no topping this dragon.
I don't think there is. No, I think that
I got more bones.
I'll never forget Scud's bone feast.
I do like the idea that in the background, Scud has like cracked the large bone, is eating the delicious delicacy of the marrow that actually is food. It's like, I don't know why you guys broke all your teeth on it. Anyways,
yes.
More for me.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this week's episode.
What?
Another successful calendar day.
I love calendar day.
It's so good.
I don't think it makes any sense to me, but I love it.
There are so many funny things in this episode. So I just feel like I'm going to be thinking about, well, all the food that you guys made. Because I just made normal people food for some reason.
Well, with squeezed out dead truffle creature.
I think I just was hungry for poutine.
I love poutine.
But yeah, I'm going to be thinking about us all licking.
We get poutine right now.
Together.
Oh, can't you guys just wait?
That's going to be us post-COVID. Just right, licking like, a dragon.
The joke thing is like, you know, some of the stuff we said today are like references and callbacks. Like, obviously, we like to get poutine when we're together. When we get like hot wings and like barbecue wings, we share them. And then Bachman suckles the rest of the meat and sausage.
Yeah, that's what happens every time. Like that.
You know, that's the thing we all do.
Yeah, that's normal.
Of course.
And Bachman eats bones.
Yeah, Nika cuts things with her toes, things like that. Mm-hmm. That's
all. Mm-hmm. So true.
Yeah, we push Michael into like a big pool of water. Lily pad falls on his goddamn head, and then he sprays out a big thing of water. And then as he tries to get up, and a fucking toad just jumps out of his pocket. How'd that toad get there? I don't know.
No one knows.
Neither does he.
No one knows. Michael, thank you for that. I mean,
yes, that was a joy.
You know? I hope you didn't get too a sticky, icky brain weeded. I'm cool.
I don't get it.
Yeah, so we recorded this on 420 just in case anyone didn't realize it. We said it before. Hopefully, weed's still legal in the future. Thank you again for folks coming to the charity stream. It was so much fun.
We were gonna plug stuff at the bottom of this. You
said
that.
The bottom of this?
Remember, I said that.
I guess you would say the bottom of this.
Top of the show. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's plug some shit.
Yeah.
How about Dear Internet? We do Dear Internet.
So three of us on the show, and actually Nika's been on before, and we'll definitely have Bachman on at some point.
Nika will be on, I would say tomorrow, but
Nika is recording with us this weekend. But yeah, Dear Internet, if you are not aware, is a show where I go dig up advice online, or people asking for advice online, and we answer those insane questions.
Yeah, we give advice.
We give advice. And by that, I mean we talk about people who are arguing over their kids playing with a wrestling a wrestling rink in their backyard, or like what to do when your dad gets too into owls and starts making a really detailed owl RPG, when your girlfriend won't let you upstairs in your house, and that's just like how it
or
is.
Or when your girlfriend buries a lot of beans in the yard.
In the yard, yeah.
So a lot of crow content, a lot of corvid content.
Yes, a lot of corvid, a lot of beans.
A lot of beans. All the ghosts.
A lot of ghosts. A lot of horny ghosts.
So yeah, so you should definitely go listen to Dear Internet and our Patreon. We have even more cursed content behind the Patreon.
God. Dude, there's some
truly very cursed.
It's one of the weird things that we're like, absolutely do not give to the Patreon because it will give you brain worms.
You will become like me. dear listener. But it's $5 a month, and honestly, it's a steal. And if you're like me, you like trash, and that's, we got it for you.
We got it for you, baby.
Hot trash. Come get it.
We have another podcast that I do. It's called Naruto Reviewto. We're watching all of Naruto and reviewtoing it. We have finished the canonical Naruto, so now we're in the sludge that is the filler at the end before Shippuden starts. And it's really, really, really good. That's Naruto Reviewto. It's really, really funny. We're really good. It's really funny. That's me, Jesse, and Josh. We have had Josh on in the past. And Jesse's been on some of the streams. Also, I stream every single Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Some of those days are at 1:15. Some of those days are at 2 p.m. And Saturday is at 11:15.
Just go to the Tim's Twitter.
Yeah.
He'll be posted about it.
I'll post about it. Yeah. Twitch.tv/Geekly Inc.
There's a new episode of Game Crimes out as of the 16th. Yeah. This one's about fan translations and the legality of it and how companies can sometimes profit off of the work of the community. It's the first one in a three-part series where we're talking about video game communities. So
that sounds super interesting.
You should check that out. It's very good.
I love learning about fan translation stuff. So that I'm gonna listen to that.
Nico, tell us about a podcast you're on. Or whatever you want to plug.
Or whatever.
I was going to say, I am on Wintercrest and Love to Hate, but we're kind of on little hiatuses right now. So,
what about your porn website? Your little filth website? Your simple filth.
So, right. So I take lots of pictures. I wear lots of spoicy outfits over on OnlyFam. And I talk to people most of the day. But I've also started streaming occasionally or doing things outside, because other than today, it's been nice. Anyway, so yeah,
I just want to plug the woods.
Y'all been to the woods?
A meadow?
Yeah. I guessed it on Hikikomori, and yeah, I guess if you want to see lots of pictures of my ass, go to my link tree.
Honestly, like, we've got everything you need amongst us.
Michael?
I do a stream on Saturday nights called The Site, which is a lot of fun. This last one was pretty wild. Bridget got all spooky on us. It was neat. Check that. It's a Scandinavian. It's pretty goofy, but we do, you know, it does delve more into like some very light horror, mostly mystery stuff, and it's fun.
I feel like they're all more talented and professional than we are, so I bet that could really hit some sick highs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I include you in that, Michael.
Thank you. So if y'all want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. And we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventures. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the bottom of a bottle of Z-Quil. And also at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geekly.com or the wiki, which has been made possible by Mr. Red, where you can find all of the information on the podcast. On Geekly Inc., you can find a fan art to make you blush and gear to level up your adventuring quest. After you finish celebrating Calendar Day, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go surprise, get your quest log filled and get ready for things to get dicey. I'm very tongue-tied.
Also, follow our editor at SpudCamp.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs, The Dread, Thunderbird, The Escalation, Norland, Colossus, All This, and Sunflower Dance Party are by Kevin MacLeod at IncompeTech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.